Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening and welcome to our evening show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott here on North State Now, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on. Forgive me, everybody. Tyler's at the helm. We are just tuning in, and there's been something going on with the knobs, so we'll figure this out. And I don't know, for all of you people who maybe feel like you're dealing with the allergies, something's going on with the headphones, the mics. Anyway, so welcome to the show. I'm happy to be here tonight. We're going to do something really positive and very fantastic. And I know some of you are streaming online tonight at KCNR1460.com. So how are you? And let's do a shout out to Maria Orozco, who's my co-host tonight.
Hello, everybody. Good evening.
How are you?
Super amazing.
Do you feel like you're kind of feeding back a little bit in your headphones?
No, I feel good.
Okay. And also with us tonight, we are going to be talking about chicks and chaps. It's Terry Morlock, who is definitely on the committee and making beautiful things happen with this event that we've got coming up on the Friday of Rodeo Week, May 17th. Good evening.
Good evening. Well, welcome to Reading, right?
Yeah, welcome to Reading. Welcome to Reading. Okay, so, you know, forgive us for kind of floundering a little bit around here. We may have in, Lauren Strickland as well, Dr. Lauren Strickland, who will be the keynote speaker for Chicks and Chaps. But if you don't mind, I'd really like to start off with Maria doing so many beautiful things in our community with Reading Rancheria. And I've known you now. We just talked about this before we went on. When you danced with the stars.
Yes.
What year was that?
2010.
Okay. So think of, we're in 2024.
Yeah, 14.
And just recently you posted a before and after, and you've had this long journey of what it is to be told your numbers are a certain thing, be told if you don't do this, you could become that. We won't go into it because that's your story. And so from a friend and an observer, I congratulate you for taking hold of your health and your life. And doing wonderful things, you know, by doing the work.
Thank you. It does take work. It's not an overnight thing. It's one day you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you, you better lose the weight or you will be diabetic. Mm-hmm. Like, you will be diabetic, Maria. So I went on Weight Watchers and I started with CrossFit. Dropped some weight, and then they said, oh, you're going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So I dropped some more weight, and during that, I've just been kind of doing the Weight Watchers, but I've been doing Jazzercise for 5 years to try to keep that up. I loved, though, the last doctor's appointment that I had after Dancing with the Stars, and she said, I will see you now when you're sick. You don't have to come back for anything else.
Fantastic. So she's not doing the every three, every six to see what your levels are?
No. In fact, I got my labs done about a year ago, and she's like, you've got labs like a 20-year-old. And I was like, oh, yeah.
There's a perfect example in your leadership that you can turn your health around.
Yeah.
I really believe that you can do that. But if you can search and search and search and find the right doctors for you, everybody's got their own DNA. So somebody wants to tell you, oh, these are the numbers that you must be in. Well, you know what? That can fluctuate just a little bit. I'm no expert, but I'm thinking not everybody comes out of the same bottle.
Absolutely not. I mean, you have genetics, you have all sorts of things. Fortunately, my mom and dad had me start Weight Watchers in seventh grade. They've always had this, you know, we want to stay lean, and you did cheerleading for 5 years, and, you know, we want to want to keep you like that. So it was just a way of eating right.
Okay. Did your mom do Weight Watchers?
She has.
Okay, so you could do it with her. You could weigh the food and grams and all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah, the program before was, you know, technical. Now it's all on the app and zap it. And I'm like, oh, I can have that. Or I can do two Jazzercises and have that slice of pizza if I want or, you know, whatever. But it's just, it's mindful eating.
I grew up with a mom who was always on some kind of, she never crashed. She didn't crash diet. But she was very, always worked out, and she was the person that if she ate, it didn't eat a certain way. She was 5'4" and zoftic, if you will. And so she would look like she had put on weight, and she hated it, so she struggled with it. And so I grew up like that, where she did weigh the food, and, but it was never like a sickness. Like some people can get sick with it. So no, it wasn't like that. So yeah, but that's kind of not bad. I mean, at least you knew what, like that chicken breast weighs this much.
Yeah, always by the fist, you know.
By the fist.
By the fist. That's
well, that's
the portion.
How the French eat. French eat by the fist. Little
you
portions.
You have to find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to work with you every single day that you're going to be mindful? Because I sure like cake and I like sweets. I'm a stressful eater, I will admit that. But now I know that with stress that I can go do a workout for an hour and come back and feel like, oh, okay, well now I'm going to watch what I eat tonight and then I'm going to be able to sleep the whole 8 hours.
You're not going to let it bug you and worry you, and you know you did the workout, you drank the water, so tomorrow you watch it. I mean, that's just reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
That's not sick where you're purging.
No, but the first, because my highest was a size 22. It's really embarrassing.
Isn't it? I mean, we were just talking about that with Kim Gooch. She's probably, she's listening tonight. Kim, attaboy. You know, kudos to you because she did it naturally.
Yeah.
And her story was that she said after she had her son, she just kept, you know, letting the weight, and then they would be walking someplace, and she just got out of breath to the point where I think that's what I heard her say the day that we were making at the beer making session.
We were making beer,
yeah,
and she was she talked about how her health, her inability to do the hikes and stuff that her and her family loved to do, really starting to infringe on her life.
Yeah, yeah, and so I mean, you're a monster, Maria, because I've done one Jazzercise, and she does double.
Wow.
And I'm just like, how in the heck with the weights and everything? But, yeah, I'm going to get back. But I never did Jazzercise until Maria turned me on to it.
Oh,
I really do enjoy it. And it's afterwards, you know, you go dragging until you do it, and then it pumps you up, right?
Yeah, you can't believe that you finished that workout.
Mm-hmm.
And me looking back when I was size 22, 65 pounds ago, 70,
that's another person. That's a whole other person.
Yeah, I just posted, like you said, the photo, and I looked at that girl, and I thought, oh, I'd love to go back and give her a hug and say, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay, girl, you know. But that smile was so fake. It was just, you know, it's the unhappy smile. And when your doctor says, you're going to be sick, and you're going to have to take a needle shot every single day, and this and this and this, and your lifespan, and It opens your eyes, and you have to do something about it. And I think the biggest part for me was getting under that 200. And once you hit that 200, I'm like, okay, if I go by tens, then I can do it. I can do it by tens.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. Mm. If I looked at the whole goal once, it's a day to day.
And sometimes hour to hour. Like, am I going to, I mean, what do you need to do in order for your cravings, in order to keep satisfied? Okay, so we do have to take a break. We're here with Maria Roscoe. She is my co-host tonight on North State Now. We're going to be talking about that. She's going to be talking a little bit, too, about the Chicks and Chaps. She's on as a speaker after our Dr. Lauren Strickland, who is an oncologist here and fantastic woman. She may be calling in tonight. She just got out of surgery, so we'll see, because she's got things she needs to do, reports and things like that after surgery. She's amazing, and so she'll be keynote speaker, and we're almost sold out for this event, but I wanted to really promote it. It is one of my favorite, really, truly, when I say that. We all know that we do tons of events here in Reading, and we have a lot of wonderful events, but Chicks and Chops is one of my favorites. And when we come back, we're going to talk. Terry's got some information about what is Chicks and Chops, what's the mission statement, what are we doing, and then we'll go with Maria, because I think you're going to not only talk about in the first part of the show some of your health issues and your challenges that you've met face on. There's some other things near and dear that you're going to be discussing as a speaker after Lauren in Chicks and Chaps on that day. All right, so let's take a break here. Tyler is at the helm. We're getting the whole getting the kinks worked out here, buddy. KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Linda By. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Hey, welcome back to our show here on KCNR. Okay, well, I guess I was talking when we're live here. Tyler's at the helm. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Trying to figure out what's going on. You guys can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
We got Buford in the house. For all of you that have been following any of our Facebook posts or talking to us, Buford was on Pet of the Week 2 weeks ago on our Friday morning show. And, you know, we probably, how many, that's probably hundreds of dogs if you think about it, from Pets of the Week. And, we lost our little girl about we sent her over to the Rainbow Bridge about, it's time is I don't know. It was a three, was it four? I don't know, but it just broke me up so badly because she was our baby and we had her for 13 years. Mm. And, so I always thought that if we got another dog, it'd be another little white fluff bomb like what we had before. Her name was Snooky. And I didn't want a boy and I didn't want fur. And so this dog came in and I said to Carl, I maybe can do this dog. I mean, he looked at me and his soul looked in my soul. You know, I'm sorry. Have you ever had that happen? Same thing with our horse. So, anyway, I said, if it's a God thing, I just kind of believe that anyway, because he was supposed to be adopted. Somebody was going to come see him and they never showed up. So I was down in Sacramento dealing with my dad and his health, and I'm pushing my mom's cart around Walmart trying to shop for her with her. And Carl said they didn't show up for Buford, and you want to see him when you get back. And I thought, oh, that's all we need to do is, like, adopt a male dog right now in our lives. But we did it. So the challenge is on. I would tell anybody that the dogs right now that we saw that are out at Haven, they're chock full of some fantastic. And we definitely open your heart in your homes and adopt. Because you're going to save a life. They're full, and you know, it's a time, it's a commitment. But anyway, so welcome back to the show. That was me. I got my little spot in. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now, and we're here to talk about an event. The first part of this night, anyway, Chicks and Chaps Behind the Chutes fundraiser, one of my favorites, that happens on May 17th at the Rodeo Grounds. This year is going to be bigger and better than ever, and Maria Orozco is going to be a speaker at that event. Maria, so when it comes to, like, breast cancer, because this is about, we talked a little bit in the beginning of the show about your health journey. So what somebody might be able to hear you talk about with this fundraiser for breast cancer awareness?
So, asked to be the speaker about this is near and dear to my heart because I will be talking about my journey with my mother. She had breast cancer, I'd say, within the last seven years, as you're saying, the time is going by very fast. And she laid down and made me feel that lump. She said, this is how it feels. This is exactly what you need to watch because I have breast cancer, Maria. So
she already knew.
She knew.
When you felt the lump that she had been diagnosed.
She had been diagnosed and she said, I want you to feel.
Okay.
Exactly how this is. And I'm not a medic. I don't, you know, and it's your mother.
Yeah.
So you feel it and you watch her go through her surgery, because she's had her left breast removed, and she went through chemotherapy and radiation. And needless to say, this is her second type form of cancer. She had colon cancer back around 1997 when they celebrated their 25th anniversary. So I kind of knew that I needed to do something to watch what we did. So to help her see my dad, you know, he took care of her. He did everything. Once you go through that, I don't think you're ever the same.
Yeah.
And
the family. And
yeah, no,
you're, yeah,
yeah,
like you're choking up about it now. I mean, because it forever changed your life.
It did.
And do you think that was an impetus for you to say, I'm going to get a hold of my health?
I think it makes me continue to want to care about my health. Because,
right.
I mean, at any time I could say, oh, I'm going to have, you know, whatever I want to eat, whatever, because I'm 5'3", it's going to come on. I can tell when I have 5 pounds on me or whatever. But I want to be healthy when, example, I just took the genetic testing because she's had the two forms of cancer and
okay.
She is my mom.
Uh-huh.
So I am waiting for that. They called me today and they said, we'll call you later for your results. And they didn't get back to me today, so I have to wait till Monday.
Okay.
But that's what you have to be. You have to be... You know, I'm scared.
Right.
But I want to know.
Right.
So that way I can prevent it, or I can do more than a mammogram and, you know, beat
right.
it. Or find out if it's going to be colon or if it's, you know, whatever. But I've done the colonoscopies. I've done everything that you were supposed to do because it's hit home. It's my mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we do have a Tyler put through a caller. I don't have the. Okay, it is Dr. Strickland. Lauren Strickland's on the phone. Dr. Strickland, who is an oncologist. I don't know if you've been hearing some of Maria's testimony about her mom, but Dr. Strickland just got out of surgery. We're so appreciative of having you call in today. You will be the keynote speaker for Chicks and Chaps. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, you can. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to work it out. Hi, Linda.
Oh,
hi, Maria.
Hi. And also we have Terry
Morlock.
Morlock is here. I want to say it. Terry Morlock is here, and she's on the committee for this
okay,
Chicks and Chaps.
I can
hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Yes, I think I just missed the last part of Maria. Did you have a biopsy or something, Maria? I'm sorry.
No, I had the genetic testing done.
The genetic testing. Okay.
Yeah,
all
because...
Right.
Because of her two forms of cancer.
Her mother's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for the results for that, but, you know, better to be preventative, right?
Okay. Absolutely. I'm an advocate for genetic tests. I do a lot of that in the office as well.
Yes. Yes, I've heard that.
So you're going to, we're so happy to have you be our keynote speaker on that May 17th. That's Friday, May 17th. From 10 to 2, and we're, you know, last year you had just moved back into Reading, and you were we introduced you to the audience as far as being a leading oncologist in the area. So, you know, I know I said you maybe whatever you can give us tonight, maybe you can give us a little insight of what we need to do, what you're going to talk about, etc.
Yeah, so I'm likely going to talk about genetic testing and what women should do in regard to their screening based on age, family history. I love that Maria shared how her mom was like, hey, listen, this is what it feels like, right? As an educational tool for her to use her hands to palpate her breast. So if something pops up that doesn't feel right, get it checked out. So I'm going to be talking about that, too. One of the things I've noticed in this community is that we're seeing more advanced stage cancers. And so I think that we have room to educate people and to try to prevent, to try to detect early so that it's very treatable.
Do you think that the reason that we have advanced stages of cancer here, would that just be like a duh? Because people haven't gone to go get the mammogram or haven't done self-examinations. Mm-hmm. Like some people don't want to go get a colonoscopy when that's something that
exactly.
could be preventative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that part of it is a little post-pandemic. You know, people have sat on not getting the mammogram for like 2 years, and then they feel a lump, and then they're, you know, what do I do? And some people sit on it longer. Could be fear. But I think that education is key also. We have to educate women more to be aware of, you know, what to look for and to get our mammograms and to get genetic testing. You know, I'll see people come in the office and they've got the strong family history or someone tested positive and they still don't want to go get the genetic testing. So we just have to empower people.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I'm not really sure have you heard that strong of a statement before from an oncologist? I love that genetic testing. It's so funny. I just believe that things come together for a certain reason with Maria coming on tonight, being my co-host, discussing about her personal history with her mom, filling the lump, genetic testing, and then having you call in, with me calling you at the last minute. I appreciate it so much. I know you're busy. You just got out of surgery that you took the time to call in because this is empowering stuff for people to be able to detect early.
Yes, I agree. I agree. It makes a huge difference. Not that even advanced stage that we can't treat women. The advances have been amazing with medications and technology. but we want to also be able to find things earlier if we can. Same with the colonoscopy, right? If we can find a polyp instead of a colon cancer, hey, that's better than a colon cancer, you know.
Well, thank you. We look forward, Dr. Strickland. I know that you're extremely busy. Like you said, you just got out of surgery. We so much appreciate you calling in tonight. Again, Dr. Strickland will be our keynote speaker at Chicks and Chaps Behind the Shoots fundraiser. That's May 17th. We're almost sold out. I think there may be just a few tickets left because there's like only 100, 125. I think those extra tickets will be just for the luncheon because the first ones that went also get to go to be in the Think Pink Chick Pit on that night. So some of these tickets that will be sold at the last minute will be just for the luncheon and obviously to hear you speak and for Maria to speak afterwards. And I think it's gonna be a great take-home, the information that you all are going to bring to us that day.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fabulous. I'm honored and I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to meeting the ladies. And you're so amazing, Linda. You know I love you.
Well, I love you back. I've got to get that book read this weekend.
Oh, yeah, for book club.
Because next week we have to show up and have it read next week.
Exactly.
Oh, same here. Much love to you. Thanks so much. For calling in tonight. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Dr. Lauren Strickland. And we're going to take a break here. Coming back more, we're going to hear more from Terry about, what is the mission statement for Chicks and Chaps? Because I've got this fabulous poster up here. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of takeaways but about this particular event. And more with Maria, if you'll be my co-host for the rest of the half hour here?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. And by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Meadows Wellness. This is where I go get my vitamin infusions. So they do great work. Look them up. They're fantastic. And I'm ready. I need to get back in there, okay? So these allergies will go away. Be right back.
We both know I still have to let you go.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, It is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Siebel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Siebel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Don't let your babies grow up to be
cowboys. Hey, we're talking about breasts. Do you want to join us? Everything about it, really. KCNR 96.5 FM. How are you? This is Linda Bott. And we are talking about Chicks and Chaps, which is a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness. And Maria Orozco is my buddy and my... is co-hosting tonight, and Terry Morlock is here, and you know what? You're a super cool person. I've got to know you through the Women's Auxiliary with Reading Rodeo, as well as now we're on the committee for this Chicks and Chaps, and this is going to be the best one ever.
Absolutely.
Because I think I've done about 10 of them.
And this is my first, so it has to be the best.
Well, I've not been on a committee that goes through all the stuff. I kind of just show up and MC.
Yeah.
So share with our listeners what happens with the money raised from Chicks and Chaps, and what's the mission statement?
So let's start with the mission statement because it's so cool. And I'm going to read it word for word because I don't want to miss any word. The Chicks and Chaps mission statement says, dedicated to helping our community raise money for local individuals and families impacted by breast cancer while promoting the sport of rodeo and the Western lifestyle. Isn't that the coolest mission statement? And so I learned just recently, Chicks and Chaps actually has raised over $90,000 since they've been doing this. This is my first year in the auxiliary, my first year back in rodeo. So $90,000 has gone out to our community to help breast cancer patients.
It stays local, and it's not really brick and mortar. It really stays.
Yes.
And the home offices, which are out of Montana, by the way, is founded out of Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And they only choose a certain few rodeos that they let this, because there's a whole Montana. There's a Chicks and Chaps belt buckle that is made only one per year, and that usually goes at the live auction. And I met the people who started this when we went. In fact, Reading Rancheria was definitely a sponsor for Carl and Linda to go and do a live remote for 3 days there at the finals and NFR. And so the head people were there, and they came and talked about how they founded it. And of course, usually something like this starts. The seed grows from a personal experience, and they both were fantastic. And so there's only a few rodeos nationwide that do Chicks and Chaps. Founded out of, again, Montana. And again, this breast, a fundraiser for, and all the money. And that's one of their, I think that's one of their, not a prerequisite, but what'd you say, a bylaw. Doesn't go into like a building. The money goes into individual
patient care.
And I love that. That resonates with me.
Yes, absolutely. No high administrative costs and all of that. And the Reading Rancheria is another one of our great sponsors this year. So it's great to have Maria here. And also, you know, they're one of our big sponsors. Yeah. So it's so wonderful. And we have great sponsors. We have the Reading Rodeo Association. We have Wrangler. We have Lulu's who's going to be, and Jax who's going to be providing the food this year again. Goldmart, oh my gosh, ladies, if you like jewelry, they have created the most beautiful gold and diamond necklace that will be up for auction.
That's like really a masterpiece, and it's like of a horse and some kind of thing with diamonds in it that is...
And it is one of a kind. Yeah. The mold has been broken. They will never, ever do this again. So this is the one and only chance. And by the way, we only have 6 tickets left. So if you have not got your ticket yet, I just found out we're down to only 6 tickets left.
Only 6 tickets left. They're $100 tickets, ladies.
Yes.
And this gets you the luncheon. And I think if I'm not mistaken, didn't Sheila say that they opened up a few seats in the section next to the chick pit? She might be screaming.
Are you talking for rodeo night?
For the night of that art ticket, will that include seats?
Yes, we do have, I think, I and J sections for chicks.
Pink. Well, chicks. Anyway, so a lot of people don't want to hang around for the nighttime, and a lot of people do. They'll go with their girlfriends, and they get the pink T-shirts. The bags are going to be incredible, Maria.
I don't know anything about this night thing.
Well, that's a ticket to the rodeo.
Your luncheon ticket includes, if you wish to do so, go into the chick pit, which is in, I think, the J, whatever it is, but it's all pink and balloons and everything like that. And some of these women that go with they go all day, or they go away and they come back at nighttime, but you get a rodeo ticket that night as well.
Wow.
Sponsors get tickets.
Yeah.
And depending on the level, the amount they are, whether you're the gold or not, we get tickets. The other thing is that they're going to do what they call it, Linda, where they're going to do the rodeo demonstration for the women out in the rodeo.
A clinic,
yes. I couldn't even think of the word. They're doing a clinic for...
for roping, for bronco riding. Yeah,
it'll be really fun.
Maria's going to be like, now, wait a minute. Did I know that this was going to be so damn cool? You don't have to do it. You could sit there and enjoy a cocktail and just visit.
Yeah.
While everybody's doing that. But
love a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Be sure you put your boots on.
Yeah. They call it So there's Rodeo 101. That's what it's called. There's the lunch, which is a fabulous lunch. And this time this year is going to be different than any other year because it's going to be under the tent, round tables. It's going to be more exclusive, not in rodeo flats like it's been in the past. And that's not been bad, but this is going to take on, and we have Katrina that is, let me see if I've got her name correctly, that's going to be doing music. That just slipped my mind. So we've got live music and a live auction, which will be that necklace and the belt buckle, which I got the 2013 belt buckle. And every year, all the girls who get their belt buckle, the bid the highest for them, we all get together and take a group photo.
Oh, how awesome
because
is that?
Because mine's coveted. Mine is so coveted. I mean, that's like my number one favorite piece of jewelry. And we, of course, the guest speakers, Maria and Maria Roscoe and Dr. Lauren Strickland. We've got bar service and the silent auction. Oh, my God, did we just get a message today about the baskets galore?
Oh, we have more baskets than you can think of. Oh, they're just rolling in. We have such a wonderful community. I'm not used to going out and asking for donations. You know, that wasn't my past history. I know a lot of companies and a lot of people, so I started carrying around my donation form, and today I went and got my hair done, and cheer class in Reading on Churn Creek, Lynn Nielsen. I said, hey, girl.
How cool.
I've been coming here 32 years. You think you could do something for me? She's like, sure. She put together a basket for us. But we got baskets galore coming in, gift cards. There's so much stuff that's coming in. And people, the women there that attend will have such a great opportunity.
They have fun.
Win.
Yes. They have fun. But we always know that there's a takeaway because there's some sobering stories that...
Yes.
That, you know, you stop for a minute and really focus in on, wow, this is why we're here. It's kind of like when you've gone to Go Red in the past and you'll have something that you'll hear from Go Red. You're having a good time with the girls and you're having a great time. But here, when I say it's similar in a way that you're having a great time, you're in your cowboy attire and you're going to the... Yeah, if you want to do the clinic and all the other stuff that's fun and the go bags, which you see, not the go bags, but the I call it go bag. I must be thinking about going up to the mountains this weekend. No, because I've got my go bag back. But anyway, so the bag you're going to get, the swag bag is really the best I have seen.
Yeah. And I haven't seen the past, but I saw this one, and it is so cool.
You're going to love it. Maria's going to love it.
Yeah.
Because Maria, when they do the Reading Rancheria Community Fun Dinner, that is the best silent auction in all of the silent auctions I've ever been to.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you do that.
We have a team that does that, yeah. But I do love shopping for that. I have to say.
Yeah, it's really good. So, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, more on, what's happening with the rodeo. We're going to break down some of the things with the rodeo, because that's like a really big deal. Native American night is the opening night. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Pre-Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important volunteer opportunities you can be part of. The deadline is April 12th. Get your application in today. To apply or get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
You know.
Ought to be a trophy buckle in the wild, girl.
Oh, is that Cash?
Oh, it absolutely is. Come on, you haven't been catching under this?
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. You know, I was listening to, I listen to Outlaw Country a lot on my Sirius when I'm driving back and forth to Sacramento, and there was a whole wonderful, two guys, one of, Jim Lauderdale is a songwriter guy, and another guy, and you can hear the goats in the background. They must be, but they must be doing their podcast or whatever is in there, and the guy's, you know, farm somewhere. And they were talking about pedal steel, and I don't know about you guys, but I love pedal steel, but the whole show was about this guy who wrote a book about this famous pedal steel player. And you know, every now and then when you get these really good, radio shows that give you insight about an instrument or a person and how they change the strings on stuff, and they add a, Cash was one of those guys who was legendary with his own sound and his own, you know, I look at him as kind of like in that outlaw that did it his way, and you know,
he love just, him,
he, yeah, he just, you can't, he's undeniable, undeniable. Mm-hmm. All right, so welcome back to the show. This is Linda Bott, and that's another one of my rants, but it's a happy rant. 6:49, and we're going to be here till 7 o'clock tonight. Terry, before we took a break, we were talking about the music. Serena Catrice. Hello. Serena Catrice is the music. She's going to be coming in from, I think, the Red Bluff area and bringing a guitar player. So she'll be the music for Chicks and Chaps for that afternoon. And we have a photographer.
Jeannie Hendrickson. Yes. We have her coming in. And I believe she did some photography for the Redding Rancheria.
We do. Janine. Shout out to Jeannie Hendrickson. Yes.
All right. So she's doing Native American night.
She
reached out and said we need to.
Yes. Yes. Because last year was our first year that we were, you know, asked to do it, and we were like, heck yes, we will partner with you guys, and then we'll partner with you on the powwow. They were like, hey, have your, you know, powwow here, and you guys can announce and publicize your, whatever you're going to show at powwow. And the entrance of the dancers, the Native song by Dove Judy was amazing and phenomenal. There, you could hear a pin drop in there when she sang her song America the Beautiful, and then when they played the dance music and the drums, you could feel your heart,
mm-hmm.
your heartbeat to that drum, and that's exactly what the powwow brings. But we were able to bring the powwow to the rodeo, and we're going to do it again this year on May 15th.
Opening night, right?
Opening night.
And it's called Bulls and...
Extreme Bulls
extreme.
Or something like that. But
yeah,
I sure like them.
Barrels.
Yeah.
I love
that. I don't
know
if they're still doing
riding.
Barrels this year or not.
Well, anyway, we're just going to call it Native American Night, opening
it's
night, Extreme
be cool.
Bulls. And yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. And so so we get a shout out to the photographer, shout out to Serena. And now let's talk about the 10th. You know, Terry, you're involved with mutton busting this year.
Yeah. So mutton busting is actually on the 11th. So Saturday, May 11th. And right now, sign-ups are open. So make sure when you go to sign up for it or buy tickets that you go to readingrodeo.com. Do not go to any of those things on Facebook that look like StubHub or buy your tickets here. If it's not the official readingrodeo.com, you will be paying astronomical prices. We've already heard from a couple of people who bought tickets for Wednesday night that should have paid $25. They got two tickets for $250.
Right.
It's horrible. So be very careful. But mutton busting, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. My husband and I, Tim Morlock, are going to be in charge of it this year. So this is our first year doing it. My husband's an old rodeo guy. He's been around forever. And he loves kids. So this will be perfect. We're going to take as many as 150 signups. Last night we had 79 signups so far. Ages 5.
Why last night? What happened last night?
Well, that's how many signed up so far as of last night.
You mean just on the website?
Yeah, that's how many we've already had signed up.
It's so popular. I love it.
Yeah. So
it's one of my favorite things to watch, by the way.
Yes. And between the ages of 6 and 8 and not over 60 pounds. So that's the requirement. We will be providing helmets, safety helmets, and safety chest protectors, so the kids will have a great time. They just have to wear jeans or long pants and closed toes. And that night at the steak feed, we'll figure out, I think we get to announce who the winners are that get to go on to rodeo nights. So each night we'll get 12 kids to get out there and ride some sheep. And one will be chosen each night to win a buckle and spurs or something like that.
So they go to the steak feed and then they try out. At the steak feed.
Before the steak feed. I believe we're going to have tryouts starting at 3 p.m.
Okay.
on Saturday.
In
the rodeo grounds. In the arena.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got a lot going on down there.
Yeah, we certainly do.
Yeah.
And get there early. They said last night in our meeting, get there early because there's some other event happening that night to get there early mm-hmm. for parking.
At the Civic, there's a
Glowing Wild.
Yeah.
Glowing Wild?
Yeah.
No, this is some sort of concert or
concert.
Dance or
so,
something.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. I haven't been to Glowing Wild yet, but that is
something. Can't
wait. I know, and it's already launched.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard wonderful things.
Yeah.
Sounds so much fun. But the rodeo is going to be so awesome this year again.
And I think that Sheila, who is our chair, said that we're going to have two tickets that we're going to be able to give away on air. She's polled.
Yes.
four Chicks and Chaps. So yes, some lucky winner is going to get two of those tickets. You know what? We already told you they're $100 tickets. So it's not going to just be first caller. We're going to make you work for it for a little bit.
Good.
And your tickets have been pulled, so you got it all gold. It's all golden. Ladies, okay, thank you so much for, you know, it's all about our community. It's about coming together and supporting each other. The women, we feel the love. I feel the love tonight. I think my allergies cleared up.
Well, I've been
on the air with you from the love. It just like sucked it all out of me in a positive way. Okay, so closing thoughts, Terry.
Just, you know, get out there, come to the rodeo, believe in your community and this Chicks and Chaps because of what it does for the men and women who are facing and suffering from breast cancer. Anything you can do, by either buy a ticket, donate a basket, buy a gift card, let me know. Linda here can accept any kind of donations, you know, for Chicks and Chaps and get it to us. And we just want to raise money for our community and the people we love.
Terry said last night, you call me and let me know, I'll come get it.
Absolutely.
I'll come meet you.
I'll meet you.
I still got a basket I'm going to give, like, next week. All right? Just give me time.
You got it.
I'm going up into the mountains. I'm probably going to find something over yonder to bring
some
back.
Bring pine cones.
Yeah. And Maria, my good friend Maria, who I just admire and, you know, I don't have to say very much. You know how I feel.
I do.
Closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts is for any of you that do fear that you're going to somehow come into breast cancer, whether it's a family member, yourself. Just make sure you feel anything, and remember that if you feel something, what's growing underneath is what's scary. So, if you feel anything, any discomfort, any type of anything, go get tested. I know Reading Rancheria, we have free mammograms, and there's other places that have those free mammograms. Just be preventative and get tested and know your body. The thing about women is we can feel weak and sick, and then we have to run an errand. We have to go take our kids to school. We have to go work. We have to cook dinner, but you don't realize that something may be going on with your body. Know your body. Most important.
That's a good one. Know your body. And your body changes all the time.
It does.
You know, especially as you go through, like, you know, the change.
Mm-hmm.
So know your body. It's different today than it's going to be 4 years from now.
Yeah, and as Dr. Slickman said, there's people that are finding out that they're in the stages of cancer that is not so preventative, but you can find out right now. I mean, go make your appointment with your mammogram. It seems scary. I know I am so shy. I was so embarrassed to, you know, get the breasts out and do that, but it's very easy and it'll ease your mind. And the other thing is if you haven't gotten a colonoscopy, I can tell you that it's the best nap you've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'll just share with you too that, you know, I found a lump, 4 months, 6 months ago, and I had a mammogram, and then yesterday was a follow-up mammogram, and so it's nothing, you know. But, you know, to get the mammogram, and I went to Northern California Breast Clinic. Dr. Grady has been my doctor regarding an infection I had. It was a big scare. I told you guys about it, and I talked about it. I'd never been hospitalized. That was at Shasta Regional. They were great with me. Dr. Ornegill just had the team out. It was during COVID, which was hard. I couldn't have anybody with me. All of a sudden, I'm in emergency, like, what's going on here? But anyway, so Dr. Grady walked through that with me, and he was wonderful, and he's the first person that called. And he screamed on the phone with me, and I couldn't understand because I not only did I go to the hospital, I had 8 breast biopsies done by Dr. Grady. He took out 8 different parts to see what was happening. And he called, and he goes, "You don't have cancer," you know, but... So anyway, following up with that, another mammogram. And so do it, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't, just because it's, your life matters.
And think, those ladies that are doing the mammograms, they see boobs all day long.
Yeah, they do.
They don't care what it looks like.
They don't. They're going to be talking about everything. We talked pets.
Yes.
We talked about adoption.
Yep.
And a huge shout out to all of you that are taking care of a loved one who is going through it. Thank you to the Unsung Heroes, all of you doctors and nurses. Thank you.
On that note, good night, and thank you so much for joining us here on North State Now. Terry Morlock, Maria Orozco, Linda Bott signing off. Have a beautiful evening. Say tell somebody you know that you love them, and do a random act of kindness. That's how you can make the world a better place. Good night.
Dog and pony show. Honey, this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.